season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. Oh, I just realized something real quick. A terrible Father's Day week emergency. That my grill won't work now. I need to fix my grill. Yesterday.
Are you talking like this is like a natural gas?
It's a
LP, right?
Brand new Weber from 2 years ago, so it's new to us.
Yeah.
Weber, it's the one I just cleaned. Brand new, cleaned everything.
Is this
and
one
it works great.
Was on fire.
It was on fire. Well, yeah, It wasn't on fire. All the the fat underneath the grill area was on fire.
It was
fire.
On fire. Okay.
Yeah. So I cleaned it all out and it brand new, and it worked great for 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, the two left burners aren't turning on, and it doesn't get up above 200 degrees in there. So I got to figure it out.
So you like take, does it have like the little briquettes inside in the little gas?
It's got the little angly things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think something probably got clogged in there somewhere. I just have to go clean it out again.
But it's unusual that it clogs all of the what do you want to call them? The little plate, little thingies on the left side.
That's what they're called.
The little gas thingies. Because if one was clogged, it'd still come out one of the others.
You'd think.
Is there a leak in the tube? Like the natural gas tube?
I hope not.
Mm-hmm.
And there could be.
Do you have just an ignition switch or do you use a little lighter?
Ignition.
Does the ignition switch work?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it comes on. I have my three grills, or my boink, 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 my little three zones. And the gas feeds into zone one, and then from zone one, it goes to two and three. Well, it doesn't get to two and three. It's light zone one, so I think there might be a clog between one and two and three. Yeah.
There you go.
So I think there's a little, maybe like a... part of a hot
this
dog
definitely sounds like something you should fix yourself,
right? And I think it's funny, like, do you have an ignition switch or do you use a lighter? My wife would not let me use a lighter to light a grill because I would blow myself up.
I use a lighter on mine. It's one of those long ones.
I could use a longie.
That's what I use on mine because it reaches inside and just lights it up. But my ignition switch went out long ago.
Yeah. And those aren't cheap to fix, and a lighter is $6
for three.
Yeah, for sure. it's ironically, we talked to Todd Simon yesterday in our podcast, talked about grilling and all that kind of stuff. And I go out last night to grill burgers and can't do it.
It would have taken longer. Did you just grill them all on the one side?
Yes.
It just takes longer.
Yeah, quite some time.
About 45 minutes. So I basically smoked my burgers last night. Low and slow.
Oh my God. All right. So a topic came up on one of our podcasts. And it got tossed around in the hallways yesterday, and we decided to save it for everybody because it was just too funny because I'm sitting in my office minding my own business.
Thank God our HR director is out of the office.
On this one, yes.
On this one, thank goodness.
Another day we say that.
Yeah.
Minding my own business, and out of all people in the building, Nick pops out of his office. And what was the question you posed right off the bat? Because it was just completely out of left field. I mean, I was like, what did he just say? And I didn't realize that this was even on, it was the Shuley Show. But you didn't reference the Shuley Show when you said this.
Yeah. So part of my job is to watch like video podcasts and pick clips to post on YouTube. And this 2.5 minute discussion was how much money you would need to get to poop on someone.
I mean, it's a valid question.
Do we know how that got brought up on their show?
Is there context?
I don't think there's
I wonder, I mean, like, did it happen? You're like, it's like, did it happen? They're trying to figure out, okay, what would it take for you to actually do that to somebody?
Like, that's, I think I did it.
I know.
That's
interesting. It did, yeah. But Shuley's show is very X-rated, you could say.
Yeah.
And this language is family friendly, so it's tough to
You could just say that they were talking about stuff that led to this.
They were talking about stuff that led to this.
It wasn't just out of the blue.
It was not out of the blue. They were talking about stuff
that led to this. Because that makes it better.
I've played this game, not about this, but about how much money I would take to do X, Y, and Z.
We know it doesn't take a lot of money.
And it doesn't take a lot of money.
No.
And sadly, I don't think it would take a lot of money on this question.
What was their answer?
So it started out at Iso, who's Shuley's like producer.
His producer, yeah.
Yeah. He started at $2 million.
$2 million?
Yeah, which was Shuley and then their guests thought that was way too high.
But what are the parameters? What are the extenuating circumstances? I mean, is this like in public or is this like quietly in private?
I think my number doesn't change.
Does your number change? If it's in public, is it like in broad daylight? Is it night?
Do you wear a mask?
Yes.
I would think you wouldn't wear a mask. The way you said it yesterday, like, is it outside to where the We have Allstate office right next to us. Where somebody from Allstate can walk in and see it.
Yeah. So their parameters were it was in private, and you didn't know the person, and they wouldn't know who you are when you left.
Then that $2 million is way
too high.
Oh, this sounds like Backpage all the way. Yeah. I'm right? Just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Backpage type of, yes.
Did they hire you to do this, or is that somebody else ask you to do it for them? Is somebody asking you to do this to somebody, or is somebody asking you, saying, I'll pay you to do this?
Does that make a difference? No.
You still
I don't think that makes a difference.
It's the act. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the intent is. It's the act.
Seriously.
Yeah. And it, for a girl, first of all, girls would never entertain this at all. But is there a number that you would say?
There's two girls, one cup out there,
yeah,
right?
Well, yes, there is.
That's true.
Good. Ooh. I'm happy you brought that up. Solid reference material.
Fair enough.
I mean, we know that's out there.
I mean, funny.
Is there a number for you?
No.
Not $20 million. Amy, so there's a number for everything for everybody.
I've asked a lot of people, so that dropped on Friday.
Dropped.
So to speak. And I asked people over the weekend, and it's crazy how wide like the variance is in people's answer. From like, my girlfriend said $10 million. Amy did not entertain this as a conversation. And she said, from now on, I'm going to say $10 million to any hypothetical situation you ask.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and I think playing hypotheticals, like if it was real dollars sitting right in front of you and there's $10 million, I think that changes it versus hypothetical. Because hypothetical, you can think, whatever, $10 million. But if somebody's literally here saying, Warren Buffett is here and I have $10 million, I've always wanted you to do that on my chest. And I'm going to give you $10 million to do that. I think everybody's mind changes.
I'm not going to name names. Wasn't there a celebrity who paid somebody? There's a name for it.
It's a Cleveland Steamer.
Is that the one on the glass tabletop?
No, that's Eggs Danny Thomas style.
There you go.
For real?
Yeah. That's what old KP said it was.
Like Lane.
I don't know.
You know that, right?
That's the glossary.
Like,
yeah.
Right there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I knew
the whole category.
Like, I love those, when there's like a funky name for something like that, like the Cleveland Steamer, the whatever, the Eggs Danny Thomas style. It's just hilarious to me. That one time when we were on the air and we were playing a game, it was called sexual term or something. We had a game where it was a name. You had to decide whether it was a city or something or a sex act.
It was.
And there was one, or a musical instrument or sex,
musical
whatever.
Musical instrument, I think it was.
Because I Googled it, and Beth and I had just started dating at the time. And she was in Lincoln and apparently listening, obviously, thank God. Yeah. And I Googled, I don't even remember what I Googled, but the term rusty trombone came up. And I'm like, well, that's hilarious. That can't be that bad. Yeah. So I'm like on the air. I'm like, is rusty trombone, blah, blah, blah. And about 20 seconds later, my phone blows up. She goes, you know what that is, don't you, Beth? I'm like, oh, I have no idea. It's just a funny name. And I Googled it, and it's an awful sexual thing. But rusty trombone, hilarious name.
I thought it sounded like a
cocktail. Right. I would drink the crap out of rusty trombones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm interested in rusty trim.
How about the frothy dolphin?
Not on that either.
What's the other one had too? That was the, oh God, I can't even think what it was. Something. Oh, you used to say it all the time.
Wicked spigot?
No. I've never heard you say that before.
I just made that up, but I bet it sounds fun.
It's something you said all the time. Was it like a, oh, God, I'll come. Once again, this will be thistle.
Right.
But anyway.
So let's get, we are getting way far away from defecation.
Okay, but anyway, to go back to, yes, there are those out there that have that fetish.
Yes.
Either to do to them or to do have to done. Others.
Yeah. Easy.
Doing to others.
She sounded like Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You doeth to others.
You doeth toeth on me, Brutus? Brute or whatever. Okay, so what is your number? Like if it's straight up, you go to the Home 2 hotel up by Village Point.
Yeah.
Whatever. You don't know this person and it's just a...
So I think I'm starting at $1,000.
Yeah.
Willing to negotiate though. Like I would of course look for more, but settle for $1,000.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How much would you, Pat?
I mean, thousands, a thousand.
$500.
$500.
Pat. I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, but because it's a big, first of all, I would never do it on a friend.
Like,
or have a friend do it.
They don't know you.
But I'm saying if it's a friend, like if Nick came up to me at lunch today and was like, dude, I got $1,200 burning a hole in my pocket. You're like, no, it's not happening. Not happening. But if somebody from the street's like, I got $1,200, you have 6 minutes. I'm like, well, I mean, probably.
I think it would actually be pretty difficult once it was like time to do it.
You mean like the actual doing of it? Like, yeah. Like fright?
How do you time that?
A good look. Yeah, I don't know.
Because I mean, seriously.
I don't know. But I think $1,000 is good.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
$2 million, way high.
Yeah. Mm. What about getting it done to you?
Somebody getting says, I'd really love to do this to you. How much would it cost them?
I mean, $1,000.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. It's like you got, it's like I can compartmentalize a lot of things. And I can,
but for more than $1,000. Right.
I'd say probably more than $1,000. I'd probably say maybe $2,500.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But probably would settle for $1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
If it was somebody you didn't know, if it's like I don't even know where you'd be. Like, if you're in the parking lot, probably not. If you're in a hotel, maybe. Like,
I like the tiers. It's like you've got hotel room, you've got parking lot. Yeah. You got daytime, nighttime. You got with a mask, without a mask. You got, I mean, it's like it's getting dangerously close to, you know, like, truck stop heaven here.
Right.
Yeah.
who's behind the wall? I don't know. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
But there is a number for everybody, even though they say, I would never do that. There is a number. Everybody has a number. If it's real money, everybody has a number.
I can't even imagine what that number is until I see the money on the table.
Like, I think even $1 million. Bucks. If you had $1 million in cash right here and that's all you had to have happen to you or do to someone, I think that changes the game.
Wow.
Because $1 million is life changing money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Tax free.
Yeah. 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 And ultimately, mentally, you can get to a place where you're cool with the fact that you didn't come up with it. You got paid for it. This other person is going to go look for some other dirtbag next month to have them do it.
If not you, they're going to pay someone else, right?
Right.
Yeah.
100%.
That's the mentality that gets a lot of people locked up.
100%.
No, well, if it wasn't me, someone else was going to do it.
No one's going to know.
No right. one's going to know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And what if you signed an NDA?
Why do I think that the level of person you're dealing with, an NDA doesn't really stop them?
No.
You know, it's like NDA. What are their cameras?
Well, I mean,
assuming there's no cameras, you rented the hotel room.
But I don't think that that's that big of a deal. Because because here's the thing. Follow me on this one.
Okay.
Because if I saw a video, like I get on Twitter, it's like hashtag Nick got pooped on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is Nick. I work with this guy. And then I find the backstory that you got $1 million for that 14 seconds of video. Mad props. I think every guy, I think dudes would say, are you kidding me? Nice job.
He would forever be known as the guy that got pooped on.
For $1 million, and you are a millionaire.
Company-wide, I wouldn't want...
You'd lose your job.
Yeah.
But you'd have $1 million.
But you'd have $1 million. Okay, so now that leads me somewhere. Of recent, there's been a story in the news about a guy named Jeffrey Toobin. Mm-hmm. And 7 months ago, during COVID, he was on a Zoom call and decided to just kind of take care of himself while he was on the call. To everyone else's horror that was on it.
He didn't go camera off.
He didn't realize. Yeah, he thought he was just listening. And
first of all, what kind of meeting do you get like going like that?
Yeah.
It was literally, this is how hot it was. This was a political meeting. Basically, it was kind of like running through with the election and stuff. And because he was a journalist. And I don't know if this was with Vanity Fair or with CNN at the time. I think he was with Vanity Fair at the time. But I'm not, does that matter? Regardless, it was with journalists. Mm-hmm. And they were doing kind of like scenarios of things, right? And so that's how exciting it was.
Like the girl that went to the bathroom and didn't go camera off.
But that's a little different.
That's way different.
Oh, 100% way different.
Yeah, he got up, 100%. Left the room, and came back with his lotion and his box of
Good Lord.
And then proceeded to, right in front of everybody. And so then he got canned.
Right? And rightfully so.
And so he comes back this last week and they did an interview. And this is another one of those. How much money would it take?
To do that?
To not do that. To come back and then do the apology tour where he's getting, he was on top of CNN. I don't know what they were thinking, honestly. But they had Alison Camerota had to do the interview.
How embarrassing for her.
And I'm not a huge fan of hers. You know, it doesn't matter here nor there. She's not awful. She's not great, in my little humble opinion. But she was the one. They were like, okay, and Allison, you're going to set up the entire scenario, and kind of set the table, if you will, of what happened, and run through this. And so she had to interview this
mortifying. on both sides mortifying.
And he's sitting there talking about what he did. And so, and then he's going to get his job back.
How did he talk about what he did? Like, what did he say?
He was strangest answers, just the strangest answers. Like, it wasn't intentional. I think it was very intentional. You got up, you left the room, you came back in.
With your gear.
With your gear.
Yeah, like it was intentional. Again, it wasn't intentional for anybody to see you.
Understand, that's true. And you can't imagine who would do that intentionally.
Although there are sick people out there.
Yeah, most definitely there are.
There are.
So, you know, he's back working at CNN or wherever.
He just did that. I think, yeah, he's getting his job back. So how much would you have to go on and you have to basically, he said, I've been in therapy. I've been doing some public service. He works at a food bank.
Okay, so first of all,
and
you
I'm
don't.
Like, you wait, what?
What? Do we have gloves?
Does the health department know about this?
So first of all, I think him saying he went to therapy is overkill. Like you.
There's not a camp for that.
No, there's not a camp for that. And to say you went to therapy, it's like, dude, shut up. Yeah. You didn't go to therapy. It didn't mess you up for your whole life. Yeah. You're embarrassed. Get over it.
Yeah. I'm also surprised. That seems like a disqualifier of like going on CNN. You know, like, like if you can't, like if you don't know, how do you not know the camera's on?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
and if you're on camera for a living,
and he's a lawyer by trade, he's a lawyer by trade. And he's had some other incidences in his life as well, but he wrote the book, The People versus OJ, or OJ versus the People, that became the miniseries.
Oh, he did.
He wrote that. He's written several books, but he's also had some other discrepancies. Like he was having an affair with the daughter of one of his coworkers. And she got pregnant, so that was back like 10 years ago. But you know, it's like, and they were all of age. Still, it's still kind of like, oh.
Daughter of a coworker.
Yeah, that's
affair to begin with, and then daughter of a coworker.
And then daughter of a coworker.
Yeah. But, I mean,
this incident by itself.
Right. What probably every human does. He did, his mistake was, first of all, doing it during a Zoom was overall umbrella mistake. But then if he had just turned the camera off, nobody would have known. So he just didn't turn the camera off. And now it's all of a sudden this humongous monster problem. Like he has to go to therapy and it's like, shut up.
It had gone away until he came back to do the
I'd forgotten about it.
Right? Yeah. Most everybody had forgotten about it.
I had forgotten about it until this morning when you brought it up beforehand. I'm speechless on this one. It's one of those. There's not enough money because I would never put myself in that position.
Because you got to wonder what's his deal worth to come back to work to CNN at CNN. How much do you think he's getting paid that he says okay? Well, that's
well, especially
worth it.
He's got to have some money that's in the bank it. If he wrote that book that became a movie
and he's written other books too. I'm
so
sure
he's not
that
a money issue.
I don't think it is.
And he could also just be a lawyer.
Yeah,
exactly.
Him to be on camera.
Right. Exactly.
He must really like the camera.
And the camera likes him.
Yeah.
What would have been funnier is if he had one of those crazy backgrounds while he was doing it.
Like a beach.
Yeah, or like a library looking thing.
You know how when we're on calls and someone forgets to put their, turn themselves off mute and we have to like interrupt them and be like, hey,
you're muted.
Yeah, you're muted. I wonder what that was like when someone was like, hey.
Because he probably wasn't listening or paying attention. I can't imagine he had his AirPods in, did he?
You know what? Honestly, I think he probably didn't because I remember the screenshot or just like of him coming back into the room and then the other faces. And it was just like the girl who went to go pee and didn't turn off her camera.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like,
slowly
oh my
realizing.
God, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You could see everybody's eyes get great big and looking at the camera and like, does anybody else see what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but I
think I'd be so embarrassed. I would there. I mean, there's
is
obviously
there a
amount of money. Oh yeah, for sure. There's a number. But it's like one of those unrealistic. Like I would come.
I would not want to revisit. Isn't that like one of the first rules of broadcast? Is if you make a big screw up, don't revisit. Don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just move roll on.
Yeah.
Right. So if they just hired him back on. Which still.
But that was before Twitter. Twitter would have gone crazy because they would have said, "Oh my God, the guy that." Da 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 is back, and it wouldn't. They wouldn't have. Twitter wouldn't have let it die. 10 years ago, it could have just.
Yeah,
he probably should just have traded professions. It's time.
Yeah.
It's you've tainted the water.
Right.
You need to move on. I don't know if that number is because I don't know that I would. I would value any job.
It would almost have to. Yeah, I would be too embarrassed.
And he's got to face all these people every day. Mm-hmm. And he just got done doing it midday, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when they did the apology tour with her.
Yeah.
But then crazy. Also, like, the internet, I can watch the apology tour right now.
Yes.
You know, like, it's not just like a bury it in mid-afternoon television.
Right.
It's, yeah, exactly. I mean, everything gets caught. Everything. Everybody's watching. Yeah. Even if Allison Camerota is one of the lowest rated shows on TV, she's still, everybody's going to see it. Sorry about
little
that.
Little dig on there.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Anyway, that's I didn't mean funny. That. I was meant that for valid point.
Factual.
Factually, this is the truth. Anyway, that's, yeah.
So, I don't know.
I just thought
that was an interesting episode.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the number to come back for that one would be probably triple my salary to come back.
To come back.
Yeah. And you'd have to, you couldn't just like, pretend it didn't happen. You'd have to like roll with it and joke about it and own it. Like, yeah, I totally I screwed up, but I am making triple what I'm making before.
Not just triple your salary once.
Yeah,
they would have to increase your salary.
Yeah,
like triple.
Yeah,
okay.
Which no company ever would. You just got done.
That's what I'm
tweaking
wondering.
Tweaking it like, on a Zoom.
Thanks for the word there. Thanks for the word.
To be honest, we were trying to come up with the right word also to talk about the pooping on somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pat thought a more delicate term would be dropping anchor. And I said, no.
Yeah. Dropping anchor, grow a tail.
Yeah. Shuley,
touching cotton.
Yeah.
Right? Is that another one?
Yeah. Touching cotton.
Yeah.
Shuley used grown a tail.
It's the best. Oh, God.
And on that note,
that's the title of our podcast, Growing a Tail.
Growing a Tail.
It's Pat and JT, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
You didn't have to fact check anything.
Yeah. Good luck doing that. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.